Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and we have a very special guest that Kathy will introduce to us, and her name's Katie Bach. And do you live in New Hampshire, right?
No, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Close, right over the border.
We just moved. Yeah, we moved closer to Kathy, so she's excited about that.
I love it. Yes, she's only about a half hour away now, Newbury, Mass.
Great. So. Well, Kathy, why don't you go ahead and introduce your friend, and we'd love to hear her story.
Yeah, so this is Katie. She is truly one of my favorite people, probably one of the people I text the most often throughout the day, too. But Katie and I met probably 3 years, maybe 3 years ago. Does that sound about right?
About that, yeah.
2.5, 3 years ago through our church in the mom's ministry at Netcast. And she's just a joy. You guys will see. I have had more fun walking alongside her, watching her faith just explode. And she is truly an inspiration to all of us through things that aren't even always easy, but the way that she pursues God and has learned to just hear his voice and step out on faith is beautiful and inspiration to all of us. So meet Katie. I can't wait for everyone to just hear a little bit more about
you. We're excited, Katie. Thank you for coming on. Well, first of all, we'd love to hear, how did you come to know Christ in your life? Tell us, you know, how old you were, what happened, and we'd love to hear that story.
Yeah, so thank you, Kathy, for that intro, making me feel all special. So I was sitting with this question, and I'm going to try to summarize it and not take too long, but it's a pretty interesting story. So I grew up going to church pretty much weekly. We went to a Protestant congregational church, my family and I. We would go every Sunday, Sunday school, and, you know, do all the things. I knew who God was, and, you know, through Sunday school, we memorized Bible verses and all that stuff. But after youth group and kind of like getting to college, I stepped away from really following God and, like, you know, having any sort of relationship with him. I did all the things that you can imagine. We won't get into too many details of, you know, being a college kid, not believing in God or, you know, walking with him. But it wasn't until probably after I had my daughter, who's now 4, and my younger brother had a daughter the same exact time. They're 12 days apart. I reached out to him to try to get the girls together and hang out. And he said, oh, I'm going to church. I'm checking out this new church. And I said, oh, really? Because I've been kind of like thinking I should get back into some sort of fellowship. And so I ended up going to Netcast, and it was the first time I went, the music just hooked me. It was like, I walked in and I was just like, this is where I belong. So that was kind of like the beginning of me getting back into church. And it was kind of an obvious situation. They had a great kids ministry that I felt super comfortable bringing our daughter. And yeah, so then probably a couple months after that, I was out and about with our daughter at a play space, and God, what I kind of realized after the fact, but I met this girl named Laura, who she ended up having a son the same age as my daughter, and she, in with talking to her, we became friends, and we had this like a similar traumatic birth story that we kind of shared with. And so we ended up kind of hanging out. We're like, oh, we should get the kids together. And she ended up going to Netcast as well.
Now, tell us what city is this in, and the church is called Netcast.
Netcast, yep. It's in Danvers, Massachusetts. It's really cool. It's inside of a mall, kind of like a rundown, not so popular mall.
Yeah. That the church is brought back to life.
Yeah. So, but it's like the most special place. Like, the worship team is amazing. Everybody that goes there, you walk in and you just instantly feel welcomed just as you are. You don't have to put on a front. And that was something that was really important to me, because growing up going to church, I always felt like I had to kind of put on a face, or, you know, kind of come, I don't know, like just kind of like fake it till you make it. And Netcast was really different, where like you come in sweatpants and like messy hair and they're like, oh, I love you because you love God and let's like be friends. So it was like one of the big things that really like got me and kept me.
And a lot of authenticity, right?
Yeah.
People just pursuing God together.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just like honest and like nothing that's like fake about it. Yeah. So in meeting Laura and kind of building that relationship, there was an alert, like an email that went out, and it was the start of mom's group. So we had ended up going and like talking to each other and saying like, oh, this mom's group thing, like, do you kind of want to like check it out? And I was like, I have no idea what it is, but sure, we're moms and
there's free childcare.
Community and there's free childcare. They say they have breakfast and like it seems like heaven, really. So we end up going and checking it out, and it was everything I think that we were all looking for. And that ended up being really like a life-changing situation, where a couple other kind of God stories, like people coming into my life, or like how things kind of worked out. I ended up getting put in a group with Kathy, who ended up being my mentor mom. And I think that really sparked our relationship. Mm-hmm. There was a guest speaker, Kendra, that ended up coming, and
Kendra.
Yes. Yes. Oh yeah. So, yeah. So she
ended up Abide Ministries too.
Yeah. So she ended up coming and speaking, and she made a comment that like I will never forget. She was wearing a heart sweater, mm-hmm. and she's like, "Oh, and by the way, like God told me to wear this for you guys today, just to kind of show that He loves you." And I was like, "What? God told you to wear this sweater? Like, I don't understand this." So that kind of sparked my interest, and I was like, "How can I get on a level with God that like He tells me things, and we have a relationship?" And I had no idea what this was. So with that, and Kathy being really like a mentor and willing to kind of take me under her wing and answer all my like millions of questions, with that, it kind of sparked me to be more intimate with God. And that really like started the whole journey that I'm on now.
Yeah, it's been incredible to watch her faith journey the last 3 years, just what God has done and how you seek Him so beautifully, you know, and just really diving into the Word.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is beautiful. And so how long ago was that when you started this piece of your journey?
So that was about 3 years ago.
Okay. And what, I know you're a mom, is there any other work that you do, or do you have more than one child now, or just one? Or?
Yeah, so we have two. I have a 4-year-old daughter and a 2-year-old son. And I actually started going to Netcast when I was pregnant with my son. So it's a good like timeline of, oh yeah, that was the time of my life. So aside from momming them and being home with them for a lot of my week, I am a nurse. So after I had my son, I ended up taking some time off from nursing and just being home full time with them. And it was kind of, I say it's God, but I think it was, you know, Him trying to get me back into some sort of work. And right now I do one day a week at a local hospital in Melrose. I'm in the, in like a procedural area doing cardiac nursing and interventional radiology stuff.
Cool. Well, that's great. So tell us about your journey and this is really kind of how it works. And we see this all the time, is that you get prompted to, you know, hey, I'd like to speak to you. And you say, I'd like to hear. Somebody says, God said, that isn't, you know, strange. You say, well, I wonder what that's like, you know? So walk us through from that interest that you had. How did you learn to hear His voice and abide with Him?
So a lot of what I've learned, I think I give credit to Kathy, and just all of my questions that I started having, we would meet one-on-one. We would talk about, you know, this is what I'm going through and this is what I'm struggling with. And her famous quote of, what's God saying about this? So
Sound familiar, just, Rich?
Yeah, if anybody knows Kathy, they know that that question's coming. But I think that challenged me to then bring a lot of this stuff to God. And I think over the course of my life, really, and now that I can really discern that it's God and not, you know, it's just a coincidence, or, oh, it's just ironic that that happened. Just really giving credit to God. And he really just weeded a lot of people out of my life, but also brought a lot of great people into my life. And I think with that, I just learned that, like I said, like, things aren't coincidences, and really just bringing things to God and asking and just really learning to ask a question and wait for an answer, and, you know, be in the Bible a lot. I think I learned that hearing, like, the little whisper is not always just a voice in my head, or, you know, myself speaking. It's more God prompting. And a lot of times, like, he'll talk through worship a lot of times, especially with me getting into church so, like, rapidly and fervently. I had an infant, and most times in the morning when I'm trying to do, you know, my morning time devotion with God, I have an infant next to me that, like, needs my attention.
She sent me the greatest picture. I'm going to interrupt for a second. The other day, of her sitting and having just time with Jesus in the morning. And literally, she's in this little chair, and Kaya's on one side, piled up on her, Brock's on the other side, and her Bible's in the middle of it, and they're all crammed into this chair together.
Yeah, so I think it didn't, and it wasn't always this, like, very easy, like, okay, I'm going to, like, now teach my kids how to read the Bible, or, like, this is the quiet time with them. I would get really aggravated sometimes when, like, my son was, like, crying or, like, needed my attention early in the morning. And it was a lot of, you know, struggle talk with, like, the moms and moms group, and just them really just encouraging me to, like, you're a mom first, and that's what God's calling you to do. And, you know, if you can't sit and read the Bible, you can turn on worship music, or you can, you know, just play with them. And that's still a form of worship. And I think just a lot of trial and error through that is really, like, how now I'm abiding with God, and just really using that time to be like, okay, God, like, I really wanted to read this passage today, or get through, like, these verses, but, like, what are you calling me to do? Okay, my daughter's waking up early. And I explained to her that, you know, mommy reads the Bible in the morning. And now there's been a couple times that she'll go grab her children's Bible and she'll start reading, or she wants me to read with her. And I'm like, okay, like, sometimes reading the children's Bible is way, like, I get way more out of that than, you know, reading my New King James Version that sometimes I don't understand. But I'm like, oh, this children's Bible that's, like, you know, verses 101 that breaks it down so beautifully. Yeah. So now she's readings, and, you know, I'm able to teach them kind of a little rhythm too.
Yeah. And as you describe for us being in the Word, and you've actually stated it really well, is abiding is in the relationship. So it's not Bible study. It includes the Bible, and it's important to be the Bible, but it's 24/7. And if God says, here, I want you to take care of your kid, okay, I got it. You know, that's part of life. And that's a great explanation of that. But when you do spend time in the Word, tell us about, how do you receive? How do you go deeper? How do you journal? What does that, it's always helpful for the audience to listen to how different people do it. Since, first of all, there's no system to it, but there is something that you've learned about how God speaks to you. So, you know, share with us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I think different seasons look differently. I think right now what's been really cool is I started doing this Bible book. It's reading the Bible in a year, but I don't have the name of the book in front of me. But what it does is it breaks down each week different verses, and it's broken up each week into themes. So it's not, you're not reading, like, from Genesis to Revelation, or, you know, chronologically, but it's broken up into different themes, and it's helping me to read through the Bible to really, like, learn the stories of God. And I think that right now has been really cool, because then that can also, that like also relates to, you know, a verse that I've been sticking with and reading through. And God, I think when I start reading through the Bible in the morning, like when I pick it up before I even start anything, I've gotten in the habit of just saying, God, highlight a verse to me, highlight a word to me, give me eyes to see and ears to hear what you're trying to walk me through right now. And sometimes it's like this dump of all this information. And sometimes it's just like a one word that, you know, I'll get caught on, or we'll kind of cross-reference and see kind of like what is really highlighted. Because I truly feel like God highlights and words will jump off the page when he wants you to really stick with something. When I was first, I remember back to when I was first started like reading the Bible and getting into it, I wasn't afraid to go into the back of the book, into the concordance, and just, you know, stick with a word and go through that, or like, you know, break down the characteristics of God and just go through like every verse that was kind of related to that. So that kind of has been like, you know, a little bit of a little snapshot of like what I've done in the time that I've.
I'm going to insert real quick, Kathy. Then you can ask her a question. But one of the things I love watching Katie do, one, she has a hunger for the word. So regardless of the season that she's in, one of the things I will see her do, like even now as she's doing this, the themes in the Bible in the year, she's not afraid to both do that and really stay and chew on something and let God, you know, I think we've in a psalm for a few weeks now and just chewing on it over and over. And got a text from her this morning, you know, hey, there's whatever 17 verses in this and it's been 2 weeks and I can't get past verse 4. This is still, you know, and I think it's a beautiful example of letting God lead, you know, while simultaneously she's wanting to grow her library and spending her time, her literacy and spending her time in the Bible, she is also willing to stay with and wrestle something out until she really knows it and experiences it, which is a beautiful thing to watch.
Yeah, that's beautiful. What role has journaling played as you're going through that? Are you writing, and what does that look like, that you're talking to God, he's talking to you? How is that working with your journaling?
Yeah, so I definitely have a journal with me. I write down like a verse that I'm studying or that I'm like working on. I write down like the verse that really stuck out to me. And then if there's what's really helped is the study Bible that Kathy actually gave to me. But that has like kingdom dynamics in it, that has the translation of like the Hebrew or the Greek, and it really breaks down like, you know, what this word is. And a lot of times it'll just help to just understand the word a little bit deeper. I'll sit and like, if something really is sticking out to me, I'll write down a question, you know, hey God, I'm seeking wisdom with like this point or, you know, something in my life. And then like a verse will kind of like pop out and I'll look it up, and like cross-referencing, it helps me to just kind of like see where he's leading me and kind of like the parallels of like different verses. I also, one thing that like really helps me as well is like writing out prayers, mm-hmm. and helping to just really get out the words instead of it being like kind of jumbled in my mind. I usually end up writing out a lot of prayers in my journal. So then I can also go back. And one thing that I think God's really growing in me is my prayer life and being super specific on certain things that I'm praying, and he's highlighting verses, and that'll kind of help me to figure out, this is how you want me to pray for this person. And so that's really cool that he's kind of highlighting that sort of stuff. And I can track it all in the journal.
Tell the audience how you have found his journaling so valuable in the process of hearing God's voice and walking with him. What's the value of journaling?
I think it just keeps accountability, and it helps me to really see how much I've grown and just really see like, okay, this is where I started, this is where I'm at. And just being able to have that record of like the history of like where I've been versus where I am. Cause I think it's easy to just, if you're in a waiting period, which I feel like I have been for my whole walk with God, but really trying to see, or really looking back and seeing that, like, oh, I am growing. I have came so far, and like in my head, it's like, okay, I'm still waiting on the same thing. But in the meantime, all of this stuff has really happened. And just being able to look back and be like, oh yeah, like you highlighted this like way long ago. Maybe I should like stick with this a little bit longer because it's like still popping up, you know? So like stuff like that, that I think it helps to have a written record of, just to kind of keep you accountable and like remember one thing that God's been doing lately. And like I said, I've been kind of in a waiting period, but he's really highlighting like, oh yeah, I'm fulfilling some other promises that I mentioned so long ago. Keep your eyes on that and praise me for that, rather than being a little bit down about this other promise that hasn't been fulfilled yet.
Yep. Yep. That's beautiful. Well, thank you. We'll pick this up in our next session. You actually mentioned about waiting and promises and God's will. And we'd like to get into some stories there and how are you approaching that, including, you know, the struggle of waiting. So that's something we all have to experience, and we have to be taught, and we're always going to be in that mode in some case. So we'd look forward to, you know, the next session, which should be next week. It'll air. Katie, thank you so much. What a beautiful story. And it's always thrilling when you have a heart and said, well, I'd like to learn how to hear God's voice. And God says, okay, great, let's go.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't take that much. You know, it's just really how beautiful it is. So Heavenly Father, we pray for Katie and her family and her kids and her husband. And we just lift this up and pray in the name of Jesus that you would continue to guide her into the joy. We can see it. We can feel it. She has a joy because of the life she has with you, and may it continue to grow. And may her adventure grow. And we pray for her family as they come together with a heart to hear your voice. And we praise you and thank you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Katie. And thank you to our listeners for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.